Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios, Brian B. Shine.
Hey, your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 66. Currently, it is 51, cloudy skies at Minor Park.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Taco Tuesday?
Oh, I'm hungry. Again.
For sure.
I ain't eat last night, so... Busy trying to get to it, man.
Not like we need one of our cousins to drop us off a little fajita board.
Man, oh, boom. Ooh, hold that thought. Stacey Shaw, she got some legal advice for you. Free legal advice at about 7:50.
And of course, your TMG goes down at your 23s. We got several different topics to get into. One being Pharrell speaking on DEI that has some people looking a little sideways. And T.I. speaks on Christmas and us just kind of paying too much attention to it for his liking.
Oh, boy. We got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes and your shot at $1,000 and some free fall cash. But, D, what is that you said a minute ago?
We might need one of our cousins to pull up with a fajita board.
I need that ASAP because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Treasure the good people in this world. They play a big part in much of what makes life worth living. The good people don't seek attention. Rather, they seek truth, compassion, understanding, and connection. Good people are quick to encourage and slow to judge. They are not naive, but neither are they arrogant. Good people won't berate you endlessly about how good they are. What they will do is step up, do the work, offer a kind word, and a helping hand. Good people see problems and set about to fix them. Good people recognize opportunities and inspire others to join them in fulfilling those opportunities. Good people appreciate the beauty and value that surrounds them. They express that appreciation by working to create even more goodness. Treasure, lift up, and support the good people in this world. After all, you are one of them. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 67, currently 51, cloudy skies in Raytown. T.I. says Christmas has us overlooking the holidays like Halloween and Thanksgiving, and he's a little fed up with it.
Why am I looking at Christmas trees when we ain't even carved the Thanksgiving turkey yet? I feel like they want to extend the holiday season so we can continue to run ourselves raggedy trying to buy gifts for people to prove that we love them.
Yeah, Tip, you done figured it out, dawg. That's capitalism in America.
Duh. Yep, there's that. He better get that pocketbook open.
This is a mess.
And get them gifts going. What do you got, like seven kids, five?
Yeah, he would look at Christmas like that when he got all them badass kids. So
them baby kids.
Man, we don't die, we multiply.
Well, you can't do that with me.
Switching over to the comedy. Well, you know, T.I.'s in the comedy, too, if you really think about it. Mike Epps appeared on Carmelo Anthony's show, and he had to pick between comedy legends.
Mike Epps versus Cat Williams.
Can't none of them with me.
Kevin Hart versus Chris Tucker. Who runs the room?
Neither one of them is running
rich ass bumpkin. Got too much money to talk. Martin Lawrence versus Jamie Foxx.
Martin Lawrence. Jamie Foxx would be crying if Martin Lawrence said something about his.
Richard Pryor versus Bernie Mac. That's a tough one right there.
Bernie.
The only reason why I said Richard Pryor is because he is
cut from that cloth.
That's right.
I love Richard Pryor. I didn't get to appreciate Richard Pryor's comedy till I got to be a grown-ass man.
Yeah, his comedy is very grown.
Ooh, I love it, though. But Bernie, man, look, I probably have never laughed more at a comedian than Bernie Mac probably in my life. Like, between his movies.
And you never watched this show. Didn't you tell me that?
I never would. Nah, never.
That's so crazy. The show was, the show was good enough in itself. So if you liked him on the outside and you didn't even see that, I mean, he really was a fan.
By that time I was in high school, I wasn't watching
nothing.
No TV.
Sick.
None.
Sick.
I'm up, hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
It's that time, D, for us to get back with our 32nd annual Toy and Food Drive, along with our community partner, St. James Church, Kansas City. Everything kicks off Friday, December 5th, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then Saturday, we back at it, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter on 350 in Raytown. Please, y'all, help us support Harvesters and Toys for Tots to help local families this holiday season. For details or to donate online, just head on over to kprs.com.
And the way everybody showed out for the 12-hour donation drive we have, I'm very excited for the toy and food drive this year.
100%, D, for sure. Another thing that some folks are excited about is the Epstein files. Now, this controversy over convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is expected to come to a head in Washington this week, possibly today, y'all. The House is slated to vote on a measure that will require the Justice Department to release files related to the sex trafficking investigation into Epstein, as well as the probe of his death in a federal prison in 2019. And now Trump, who is allegedly in these files multiple times.
Yep.
He's calling for them to vote on this. Yes.
Voting for them to be released?
Yes, he's calling on Republicans to vote for them to be released. And it's like, in my mind now, are we going to get the full version?
I always thought that in the beginning. Is, are we ever going to get the full truth of these files? Because it's a lot, too. So we have to trust that the people that are pulling this, because think about it, everyday folks are not going to read 1,000 pages of these Epstein files. So also that is trusting that some of these media sources that are pulling these headlines are actually being 100% truthful, and that the paperwork that we're seeing ain't got no whiteout on it.
There was a chilling commercial last night as I was watching Monday Night Football, and it was survivors of what Epstein was doing. It was survivors, and it was a chilling commercial about them trying to explain their story and saying that, hey, you know, we want justice or whatever. So with all of the fire, all the smoke that's around this thing, with the allegations, with some of the disgusting tidbits that we've gotten from this thing, I wonder where we're going to be after all of this. I just wonder how they're going to sugarcoat this and make this acceptable in society now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Very valid questions. It's like we always say, it's a lot of dark around the world, but let's send some light today.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line coming through. Shout out to Lachey Shepherd. She wants to send a big shout out to her mother, Tanya Gore, for always being that helping hand. And shout out to Mike Shepherd. He's always pushing and being the best father to his babies after recently becoming a widower of four. So we want to send some extra love to Mike Shepherd and his little ones. Shout out to Eileena. That was sent over from your sister that's not your sister, Kaya, saying you are the best big sister that she never had and that she loves you so much. And shout out to Layla, and Lola. Did I say that right? Hold on. Layla, Lola, and then we got a Layla. I like that. Shout out to Dad. And good morning to the Denisha sisters. Shout out to Anastasia, Lisa Aquino, Rich Harris. And then, of course, Lisa mentioned that toy and food drive we got coming up. So big shout out to her.
Big love to all the cousins tapping in on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We love and appreciate y'all for real. So, D, Kansas City Mothers in Charge, they are ensuring that mothers who have lost loved ones to violence know that they still have a community. They still have community support during the grief that often comes with this holiday season. Now, this organization, they had provided 50 mothers who lost children to violence in 2025 with $50 gift cards to help pay for their Thanksgiving dinner and removing a burden that is already a challenging time for everybody.
We picked 50, but if we could do more, we would have. That first year is hard because that seat at the table is empty.
I know it's going to be difficult, but any Thursday is difficult.
Said I'm not alone in my feelings and the way I'm feeling. So the women, part of this, they didn't ask to be a part of it as well. And it hurts. But I'm happy they're here for me. It means a lot to people like me.
I remember Thanksgiving of 2006. And it was the first one that I had without my pops. It wasn't Thanksgiving no more.
It wasn't the same.
To me, that's when, and this is just for me, y'all, and I probably needed to see somebody about it, but I just felt like the holidays died for me. Mm-hmm. And it ain't been the same ever since at all.
Yeah.
You know, somebody at the beginning of that news clip, someday was like, hey, how you doing? Like, I'm just here.
Yeah.
And it's, I felt like that for the better part of my life.
Yeah.
Definitely with holidays and stuff. I'm just here, bro.
Yeah. So. And it's probably a lot of our cousins that feel that same way too, but especially when it comes to grief, you know, maybe on Hustle and Shine in the morning, we can get somebody to actually talk about that since it is holiday season and maybe give some of our cousins some tips and just maybe just some type of relief to know that they're not the only ones feeling that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724, high of 66. Currently, it is 51, cloudy skies, down 40 highway and Blue Ridge. It's been an ongoing conversation of DEI and how it affects the community. Well, producer and musician Pharrell shares his take on DEI.
So do you want the job because you're black or because you're the best?
The best.
Right, so I think now, for me, it's about us having the best ambition. That's the reason why you should support these businesses. Yes, they happen to be black and brown, but it should be based on the thesis that we're the best, not because we are a total shade of a skin color.
See, this is a complicated conversation that needs more than 10, 15 seconds because we are talented, and yes, we need to get our foot in the door. That's the problem.
It's why'd not, you say it like that? Relax.
Because it's like, because Pharrell act like he don't know that. Like,
well, the opportunity been in the door so long, he might not. That might
be
a realistic.
So, yeah, it might be. It's been over 30 years for him, so he a long way from where we at. But why is it always a problem when I feel like black or brown people be trying to climb up the ladder, but now we want to throw in these rules or we want to take something away because you see we're advancing now. When it's like, no, we're not getting this job because we're black. We're getting this job because we're talented, because we deserve to get this, because our foot has never been stepped inside this door before. But now you see this foot now, and you see how magical it can be, and you see what we can bring to the table.
Yeah.
We just need our foot in the door. That's all. Yeah.
Definitely, like you said, it's a longer conversation that needs to be had around this. I agree with your perception of that, and we'll carry this on to the stream. So make sure you tap into the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page.
I might cuss.
Well, that's perfect for it. Boosie is expressing his disappointment in Diddy's verdict reaction, and he is doing a lot of cussing.
He went on the floor crying at the thing.
He was happy, Boosie. He was happy that the charges got dropped.
No, he went on the floor crying.
He was emotional at some points in court.
He went on the floor and went under the thing and cried. Chin up, chest out, you mean you did it. They went back there laughing at you. Did you see that down there in a fetal position? And you got your churn in there.
Well, is he wrong? I don't agree. I don't agree often with Boosie.
I don't think there's a right or wrong in this. I think that's a prison mindset he has. Chin up, chest out. Like, bro,
guess what? You're in prison now. So chin up, chest out.
I get that. I understand what that's all about. Mm-hmm. But we talking about Puffy. He
always got off.
Like, I don't think those prison rules are the chin up chest. I don't think that applies to him. That applies to other stuff that you do when you go to, like, Puffy. Like, this is it don't match to me, D.
It don't.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it don't match. Like, if you talk,
I mean, I get what Boosie is. I get the idea that, oh, it's Puffy in prison, so it's not like it's somebody that's in and out of jail. Is that what you're trying to get at?
Kind
of,
sort of.
Yeah, and I understand that, but at the same time, if you did do what you did, you should just be happy that you didn't get caught in the RICO.
Oh, let me be proud that y'all didn't convict me of beating up Cassie.
Well,
let
not
me be
proud, but just, I mean, yeah, the thing is, if you commit something, you do have to just be like, you know what? I did that. I was wrong. It is what it is.
Let me be proud that everybody think that I'm a freaky frog. Let me be proud of that.
I don't think that's a proud moment. That's just a look. You got to take it on the chin because you did that. You can't just be sitting there like, oh my God, you did whatever they said you did. You did that.
It's disgusting. That's what it is.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
I got a bunch of shout-outs real quick, D, because
let's do it.
I was at the High Aspirations 2025 Mentors Challenge. I need to shout out Arian, Alexis, and Allen Village, and also shout out to Devontae P. They always be tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Also, Elijah Curry, Charles Curry, shout out to both of y'all for tapping in. And Princeton, Modique? I think I said
there
that right.
Go.
Princeton Modique?
Yeah, that sounds good.
From Quality Hill, appreciate you. Shout out to Central Street. All y'all tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. It was good meeting some of the young cousins that was at the High Aspirations joint the other night, man.
Appreciate you, cousins.
For sure. All right, Stacey Shaw, she got that free legal advice for you. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Good morning. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do if you go to trial at municipal court and you lose. I'm going to tell you how to appeal. We'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about municipal appeals. This happens when you set a case for trial in municipal court. You have the trial in front of the judge and you don't win, so you're convicted. You are able to have an appeal, which means that you get to have the case tried again in front of a different judge at the associate circuit level. This is called a trial de novo, and it means new trial. All right, the first court, which is a municipal court, is not a trial of record. They're not going to have a transcript or anything like that, but you can file your appeal. You're going to fill out a special appeal form. The municipal court has that form. It has to be turned in a very short amount of time. In Kansas City Municipal Court, that's 10 days. And that deadline will not be extended for any reason. If you do not appeal within the 10 days, you lose your right to appeal. You will also have to file an appeal bond. That is set by each individual court, and it includes a $30 fee, at least in Kansas City, for the circuit court filings. Once you get there, you start the case all over. You can present evidence, and you can have a trial by jury. I definitely recommend that you hire an attorney if you pick a trial by jury. You can also negotiate with the prosecutor, either you or your attorney, to have a result by plea and maybe negotiate a better plea deal for yourself. And so these are really complicated, even though it may seem easy. I've seen people fail miserably at trial if they're not represented by an attorney. And so at least give us a call to find out more information at 816-359-1877. You can find us online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday, and so we've got Faith Justice Victory at 11:30 on KPRT, Gospel 1590. Today, I'm going to be having Pastor Kai, who is the new associate pastor at Morgan Street Street Baptist Church in Boonville. We're going to be talking to her. And so also, today is Tuesday, we're going to be pouring into children. Shout out to all of my favorite little cousins at Higher Aspirations. I love volunteering with you all. Shout out to Henry Watch. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay.
Domestic violence advocates in Kansas City are sounding the alarm, D, saying case numbers are climbing and shelters are at capacity. They say that the unemployment rate is playing a major role in this spike, which I can totally see. Financial instability often creates tension in homes, putting individuals at greater risk of emotional and physical violence. Just 2 weeks ago, there was a shelter that reached capacity, and yet the calls kept rolling in. And this pertains to most shelters in Kansas City right now in current day. So Mayor Pro Tem Raina Park Shaw, she said in addition to the domestic violence task force created earlier this year, the city is also focused on addressing the root causes of domestic violence like unemployment and by creating the Kansas City Regional Workforce Alliance, which helps companies look for candidates here in Kansas City instead of outsourcing. And yes, money and that stuff, that can play a big part in domestic violence.
Of course.
No reason for nobody to put their hands on anybody at any point in time.
Yeah.
It's just that I wish we had more mediation resources, somebody who can come in between the two, try to work things out as best as you can. But it's like, is that really realistic in the heat of the moment?
No, it's not.
You know, when emotions are at its highest and there's not really an audience, maybe it's an audience of two and they could be children. And so in those type situations, man, I really want to encourage people right now, ahead of time. If you know that you are at odds with your partner or somebody who you co-parenting with or whatever, just let cooler heads prevail, man. This domestic violence thing, it's an endless pit of hell.
Yeah.
Whenever you get into it, and it can turn ugly quickly, D.
It can. And you can always reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You can even text BEGIN to 88788.
Yeah, they've been saying that domestic violence in the city right now is at an all-time low, meaning
really?
It's up.
Got you.
Yeah, meaning
it's high.
Yeah, meaning it's high, okay. But the shelters are being at capacity. There's been several homicides this year when it pertains to domestic violence.
And it's not that easy as walking away, especially when that person that probably is that abuser makes sure that you have to need them. You dependent upon them. So it's very tough. So if you see somebody in a situation, you know of somebody that is trying to get away from that, if you have some resources, please make sure you can utilize it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 66, currently 51, cloudy skies at Operation Breakthrough. Former NBA player Jason Williams and current NBA player Pat Bev, they sat down on a podcast.
He don't play no more.
Oh, he don't?
No.
Oh, good. Get him up out of here. Never liked him in the first place. they made comments about Klay Thompson's girlfriend, as you know, Megan Thee Stallion, and Klay clapped back. But check out this clip.
I ain't never seen Klay not shoot it. Like, and for him to say I'm out of my prime, like, come on, Klay. Like, come
on. He said that?
Yeah.
It only takes one to drag a battleship across the desert. That's how powerful it is.
Mm.
Klay Thompson, I ain't saying that's what it is, but that might be what it is.
So why you say it then? If you're not saying what that's what it is, then why bring it up? Why say it, Nimrod?
Klay commented and said, quote, referring to my GF as a, insert the select word, is so disgusting and disturbing, especially from someone who played in the NBA. How would y'all feel if I referred to your wives in such a way? They got wives? Yikes.
I think Pat Bev.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, dog.
Girl, what's going on?
See how he like his ice cream.
Leave me the hell alone.
With a swirl. girl.
If you got the D.
Okay, still is a mess.
I see you, D.
I be sick of people blaming men for things. I mean, blaming women for men's actions or their person. So that's a whole other conversation.
Man, that's whack.
Some other headlines. Rapper Nicki Minaj and the UN ambassador are to join forces and voices against the Christian persecution that is happening over in Nigeria. That is slated to happen later on today, so I'm sure we'll hear some more about that. And then Shedeur Sanders, his home was broken into during his NFL debut. So that's unfortunate.
Really?
Yeah. We've been hearing a lot. Of course, that happened to Patrick Mahomes, and it happened to Travis Kelce.
And it happened to Joe Burrow, too.
Smoking on that Joe Burrow.
Nah, but Shedeur, he's starting against the Raiders this week. So,
oh, he is starting.
Yeah, with the Browns. Okay. Yeah,
so I might actually turn the TV on.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those intuitive, resourceful, and a little possessive Scorpio.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to movie actor Romani Malco. Happy birthday to R&B singer and sister of Jhené Aiko, Mila J. A happy birthday to actor of the royal comedic black family, Damon Wayans Jr. Sending over birthday love to fashion designer Rick Owens. A big happy birthday to rapper Mike Jones. Ooh, a happy birthday to rapper and little fashionista in New York, low-key. Happy B-Day to Fabulous. Happy birthday to movie actor Owen Wilson. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to comedian Mike Epps.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Rashida McDaniel, Denisha Arnold, and Kathy M. Riley Ross. Sending birthday love to Marlon Wilson, Ty Jennings, and Matthew Flores. Plus, happy birthday to John G. And a special happy birthday to one of the biggest Chiefs fans I know, Shane Williams, and everybody else born on November 18th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousins. This is Carmen.
Hey, Carmen. What you doing?
At work.
You sound happy to be at work, too.
No, I'm just happy to be on the phone with y'all.
Oh, okay, that's special. We happy to have you with us, cousin. What's your check engine light? What was that looking like this morning?
No engine light at all.
Period. Okay, it sounds like a good Taco Tuesday.
Your priorities in check. Look at that.
All right, cousin, we got a $30 Kansas Lotto instant ticket on the line. That ticket can give you the chance to win up to $100,000, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
I got it.
I'll wait for you, you wait for me, babe. Because true love's assisting me, don't have to rush at all.
These are the times we all wish for. A moment when less means so much more. You don't have to do a thing at all if we take our time and talk.
Come on now, cousin. Okay, I heard you, Carmen.
Man, y'all, I love y'all. I listen to y'all every single morning. Y'all have blessed me so many times. Y'all blessed me with tacos and tequila. Y'all blessed me with the all white.
You're blessing us right now.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much, Carmen. We appreciate you, girl.
Yes, I appreciate y'all.
Now, if you get that $100,000 in that lotto ticket, what would you spend it on?
Myself, for one. Me.
Good. I like that. Everybody be, you know, oh, I'm going to give it to my kids. No. Spend it on
you. I was
going to
say, forget them kids. This is about me.
Hello.
Your birthday is when?
January 18th.
Oh, is that Capricorn?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
That sounds right about right there, boy.
Not too much on the Capricorns now.
I'm not. Y'all good? Y'all good? No B? No that over here?
Just make it short. Just make it
you
short.
You done made him take the bass out of his throat.
Pause. That was crazy.
Pause.
You can't say pause.
Pause.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning on High 103.
Making that real money.